The Defense Department has a temporary reprieve from budget uncertainty with the two-year budget deal. Now that the department can look further ahead, two of its top budgetary officials are beating the drum for nuclear modernization. The bill for modernization and sustainment of nuclear weapons could be as high as $1 trillion over the next 30 years. Federal News Radio's Scott Mossioni looks into the nuclear triad question.
The Defense Department finally has some of the budget stability it's been pining for. After spending the year telling Congress how it needed a budget plan other than sequestration, the holidays came early for DOD in the form of a two-year budget agreement. While it didn't end sequestration and totally give the department the ability to plan too far ahead, it did give DOD a slight reprieve from immediate budget worries. Now that defense officials aren't focused on getting funding just for the next fiscal year, they're priming Congress for funding they want in the coming years. Within the same week, two of DOD's top budgetary officials beat the drums for funds to modernize the nuclear triad in the 2020s. In case you aren't familiar, the nuclear triad is the three different systems the United States uses to deliver nuclear warheads. The U.S. can launch them through missile silos in the ground, it can shoot them off of nuclear-capable submarines, or it can drop them from bombers. It's important to differentiate the triad as the delivery system and not the nuclear warheads themselves, which also cost money to sustain. The problem DOD is facing is that the nuclear triad is aging and needs to be modernized. At the same time, it also needs to sustain its warheads. Here's DOD Undersecretary for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, Frank Kendall, one of the two officials advocating for the triad recently. He's speaking at a Potomac Officers Club event in McLean, Virginia.
So there's a list of things we're doing at our Better Buying Power. The major categories are Achieve Affordable Programs, which is really don't start things you can't finish. Don't start things that you can't afford. We do have a problem in the budget there, and the problem is called the recapitalization of the triad. We've got the Ohio replacement, which is getting ready to go to its next major budgetary commitment or contractual commitment. We've got the replacement for the ICBM, and we've got the bomber, which we just awarded and is now under protest. Those all bring big bills with them, starting particularly when we start the construction of the Ohio replacement. And we're going to have more money. Okay, there is no way that I can see that we can sustain the force structure and have a reasonable modernization program unless we get more money in the defense budget in order to afford that large recapitalization bill that we have to take on in the 20s. It starts really in 21, so it's starting to poke its head into the FYDP this year. And we're hoping that we'll get some relief to allow us a better budget number out there and recognize the reality of what recapitalizing the triad means to us in terms of its impact if we had to take it out of the kinds of budgets we've been getting or been asking for anyway. But in general, we're trying not to start things that we can't afford.
DOD Comptroller Mike McCord said something similar about the triad a few days before. McCord says the bill for the triad is coming when the baby boomer generation will be retired and entitlement costs to the U.S. will rise. By 2020, healthcare, Social Security, debt, interest, and the defense budget will take up all the revenue the U.S. takes in. That leaves the whole non-defense discretionary budget to be borrowed. By 2035, the defense and non-defense budgets will have to be borrowed because of entitlement spending. Here's McCord at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
And that period, as I've just described, 2020 to 2035, is a key period for us because that's the era that we're going to need to recap the triad when we're going to need a bump up in resources. So not maybe the ideal situation in which we find ourselves here of lack of budget stability and predictability in the near term and knowing that we have this fiscal pressure driven by demographics going forward.
However, DOD is still adamant that it needs modernization of its delivery systems and at least enough to sustain the current arsenal. Michaela Dodge, a senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation, explains why DOD wants to modernize.
We're already working on life extension programs for the nuclear warheads. That's more of a sustainment effort than modernization effort. What we need to modernize are the delivery platforms. So currently, our intercontinental range ballistic missiles were, deployed in the 60s. They simply cannot continue to go on without modernization. You cannot go on forever without new missile. Similarly, our newest bombers are, over 20 years old. Same with submarine. Our oldest bombers are, about twice as old as I am. So it's really a situation where we have all these systems coming due at the same time, which is causing problems, but it's a problem that we got ourselves into.
However, modernization is not a cheap bill. If the United States were to modernize the nuclear triad, the Congressional Budget Office says it would cost about $348 billion from 2015 to 2024. That money would go toward upgrading the intercontinental ballistic missiles, developing and building the long-range strike bomber, and upgrading the Ohio-class submarine. Just to sustain the current nuclear arsenal would cost about $750 billion over the next 30 years. That means the United States could be spending $1 trillion over the next 30 years on nuclear sustainment and modernization. A Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment study states that a bow wave of spending will hit DoD in the late 2020s. The study says the cost of the nuclear triad and sustainment takes about 3 to 3.5% of DoD's budget until about 2019. Then the percentage gradually increases to about 5% until 2027, and then sinks back down to about 3.5% in 2039. Here's Kendall again.
From the department's perspective, we need budget relief to afford the triad recapitalization. I think it's quite clear when you look at it. I mean, if the Navy were to absorb the Ohio out of their shipbuilding account, it would devastate the shipbuilding account. The bomber is not as big an issue, but when you put that together with the ICBM, it's a big hit on the Air Force out in the 20s as well, once we start, you know, getting into more expensive parts of both of those two programs. So we need some budget relief. And at the end of the day, the country can afford it. We just have to make a decision. Anyway, I think that's a case that we're starting to make now. I don't know if the Hill will get engaged in near-term budgets, but the next administration is definitely going to have to confront this as it marches its way in over the next few years.
While Kendall says the United States can afford it, some experts say the nation doesn't need as much modernization or as many nuclear weapons as DoD claims. When President Obama took office, the United States had more than 5,000 nuclear weapons, much more than the next closest adversary. Russia has about 3,200. Each one of those weapons is a sustainment cost. In fact, then-commander of U.S. Air Force Global Strike Command, Lieutenant General James Kowalski, said in 2013 that a Russian nuclear attack is such a remote possibility, it's hardly worth discussing. Instead, he said the biggest concern is a self-inflicted wound. The greatest risk was, quote, doing something stupid. William Satrin, a fellow at Plowshares Fund, says the United States may be over-modernizing. Satrin says there are ways the United States can cut back on modernization.
The cruise missile that we currently equip. So the cruise missile was deployed in the 1980s, and it is its life expectancy will expire in the 2030s. We believe that when that happens, it should be retired. And if it isn't retired at that point, its life should be extended. We don't think that there's a need to build another cruise missile. And that is for the specific reason that the Air Force is planning on building a really expensive long-range strategic bomber, which everyone thinks is going to be called the B-3, right? It's a successor to the B-2. It's a penetrating bomber. The reason that we built the cruise missiles in the first place was as an alternative to an expensive penetrating bomber at the time in the 1970s, the B-1 bomber. That's actually why Carter canceled it in 1977.
Satrin also says DoD can save significant money by just cutting back on some of its modernization plans.
In terms of strategic deterrence, submarines are the most survivable leg of the triad. So if you buy into this idea that nuclear weapons are a necessary evil to deter potential nuclear weapon states from aggression, then submarines would be the way to go. However, we currently have 14 Ohio-class submarines. Now, the plan is to build 12 replacement submarines for that. We don't think that's necessary. We think that's excessive, and that can be reduced to 8. So by reducing the current fleet from 14 to 8 and then building 8 submarines, you can save $21 billion over 10 years, and in the 2030s, an additional $30 billion would be saved.
Satrin says that's a lot of money that can go toward other Navy projects. Either way DoD cuts it, it still looks like it'll take significant investment to keep the current arsenal safe, up to date, and to modernize any part of the triad. From Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.